Well, thank you, Dave. And Greg and I are back in our lair here in the film room, and we're going to take a look at some of the ways the Eagles will utilize first-round pick Nelson Agholor in this offense. And Greg, Chip Kelly does such a good job in terms of scheming wide receivers into space. Let's take a look at a few of the ways that he does that. We'll start with the game last season against the Houston Texans. And the player to focus on here is the deep safety and how Nick Foles is able to read him to find out which receiver to go to.
Exactly, Bo. And normally, if you want to get the ball deep, and we can just keep it here for a sec, if you want to get the ball deep, you somehow have to control and beat a safety. And they do it here with a concept called a three-level stretch. And it's to one side of the field. So here's Macklin. He's going to run a vertical route. Here's Matthews. He's actually going to run a crosser across the field. That's the intermediate route. And then you have Sproles in the backfield. He's going to cross the formation and be the short receiver to that side. So you have short, intermediate, vertical. And you'll see how this plays out as you let this run. You'll see right about now, if you freeze it, this safety, the deep safety we talked about that you pointed out earlier, he is now starting to react to Matthews on the intermediate crosser. So what you have is no deep safety over the top of Jeremy Macklin or Nelson Agholor, who would take that spot. So as we let this go, you see that Macklin is able to run by the corner, and you get a big play based on a three-level stretch concept, which is a very significant part of the Chip Kelly offense.
And interesting to hear Chip Kelly say yesterday that in terms of the comparison between these two players, Agholor maybe not quite as explosive deep just yet in his career, but maybe more versatile intermediately in the intermediate areas than Macklin was last season.
But he can get on top of corners, and I think even Macklin may be a little more explosive, but Agholor will be able to do that in time.
And here is Macklin once again, the Agholor potential person here. And once again, you're going to see them working on the safety, reading him and getting Macklin
and
deep.
They do this totally differently. Here is the safety they need to control because Macklin is again going to run a vertical route, a deep post. So you need this safety to be under control, not to turn and run. So how do they do that? And this is where Chip Kelly is so good. And if you just run it a little bit, you'll see all kinds of action in the backfield. They have the bubble screen action to the left side right here. They have the back crossing the formation. So what you see now is this safety we talked about. Where are his eyes?
Exactly.
They're right in the backfield. And so what happens now is he's not looking at Macklin right here. So Macklin is one-on-one running his post, similar as the play before, a deep post against an outside leverage corner with no safety in the middle of the field. And if you run it, you'll see that's exactly what happens.
And a nice throw from Nick Foles. And what's also interesting about this is we can get a sense of the kinds of things that Sam Bradford will be able to do in this Eagles offense, the kinds of throws that he'll be asked to make.
Because Sam can make these throws. He can make those throws.
All right, let's move now. 2 years ago, we'll see DeSean Jackson in the slot here, and this is what we call the mesh concept in the Eagles offense.
Yep.
And Nelson Agholor, supposedly one of the better in terms of dynamic open field ability after the catch. He'll be doing the kinds of things.
And he had a lot of big plays in the slot at USC. That's where he really made his bones as a big-time receiver this past year. But this mesh concept is very simple. It's great against man-to-man, which is being played here. You mentioned Jackson right here. Here's Celek. What they're going to do is they're going to cross. It's really kind of a legal pick, a rub element, as we like to say, a natural rub element. And as you let it go, you can see that very clearly. A great way to get the ball in the hands. Look at it right here. Totally legal. But now Jackson is going to be clean running across the field. Think of Agholor, a punt returner, doing the same thing, getting the ball in space, being able to turn it upfield. You get a first down. You sustain offense. That's the foundation of Chip Kelly's offense. And that mesh concept is something we've seen an awful lot of against man-to-man coverage.
All right, the last place we want to look at is in the red zone. And you may not think that at only 6 feet tall, Nelson Agholor is a big red zone threat. But in the Eagles offense, the way that Chip Kelly will run screens down by the end zone, maybe he will be.
Well, this is scheme supremacy in the red zone, and a lot of teams now have gone to that, trying to create their receivers open because it's harder in the red zone. So here's a great example. Here's Jeremy Macklin. He's actually starting here. He's going to totally cross the formation. See, if you look at this right now, you see a Macklin-Richard Sherman matchup, which, hey, you may not think is a great matchup, but watch what happens. Because of scheme supremacy here, Macklin is going to cross the formation, cause confusion. Sherman points, you see, right now no one is running with Jeremy Macklin because Sherman has stayed right here, and they're playing man-to-man. So now no one is running with Macklin, and this would be Agholor doing the same thing. And if you let the play run, you'll see it's an easy pitch-and-catch throw.
It's just a numbers game on the outside.
No, exactly. because there's no one with him. Great example of winning scheme-wise in the red zone. And you'll see Aguilar part of all these concepts.
And Chip Kelly will do his best, of course, to scheme Nelson Aguilar into open space for the Eagles in 2015 and beyond. That's what Nelson Aguilar will bring to the Eagles. We are back with much more on the other side right here on Eagles Draft Central.